Ty is a small, careful pangolin tween in a chunky cartoon link vest. Cool evening blue with soft cream stripes. Precise. Connecting pose by default. Always pausing before drawing a line. In her link vest, she carries a connection card and a mechanism tracker. The card holds two boxes, A and B. The tracker fills in the steps between them. Until the steps are written, no line gets drawn. I am Ty. The systems thinking primitive I teach is connection. The move is, what exactly does this one do to that one? Name the mechanism. Then draw the line, not before. This is load-bearing. Ty embodies the connection, primitive, in systems thinking. The systems craft of mechanism before link. Most popular culture says everything is connected and stops there. That's not systems thinking. That's hand-waving. Systems craft says connections are real and every real connection has a specific mechanism. Wolves affect grass. Wait, how? Wolves eat deer. Fewer deer means less grazing pressure on grass. Grass recovers. That's a mechanism. Three specific steps, each one checkable. Wolves affect grass because everything is connected. No, that's not systems thinking. That's a slogan dressed up as wisdom. Ty unfolds her connection card on the workbench. Step 1. Name the two things you're connecting. Wolves. Grass. Step 2. Ask, what exactly does the first do to the second? Not in general, not vaguely, specifically. Step 3. Trace the steps. Wolves eat deer. Deer eat saplings. Saplings include grass and yam trees. Wolves reduce deer population. Reduced deer population means more saplings survive. More saplings survive means more grass recovers. Step 4. Check each step. Does each one have evidence? Wolves eating deer? Yes, observable. Deer eating saplings? Yes, observable. The chain holds. Now I can draw the line. Ty demonstrates with another example. The cast is building a model of a forest ecosystem. Spiral draws a line. Wolves, arrow, trees. I pause. Wait, what's the mechanism? How do wolves affect trees? Spiral thinks for a moment. Spiral says, wolves eat deer. Deer eat sapling trees. So fewer deer means more sapling trees grow. That's a mechanism. Wolves to fewer deer, to fewer young trees eaten, to more trees mature. Three steps, each one specific. Now we can draw the link. Without the steps, we'd be hand waving. With the steps, we're systems thinking. There's a part of Ty's lesson that's especially important to her. This is the craft that separates real systems thinking from conspiracy thinking. The conspiracy thinker sees a vague pattern. The bad thing happened around the same time as the other thing, and connects them without naming a mechanism. The systems thinker asks, what exactly? Everything is connected is the slogan of people who don't want to do the work. The work is name the specific link, defend each step, show your chain. Be willing to be wrong about a step. Real connections survive the question, what exactly? Fake connections fall apart at it. Ty walks the cast through how to test a proposed connection. First test, can you name three specific steps? If not, the link is too vague. Refine it. X affects Y. Needs intermediate steps before it counts. Second test. Is each step checkable? Can you observe it? Has someone measured it? If a step is just, and then somehow, That's a gap. The gap needs filling before the line counts.
Third test. Is the link directional? Does X cause Y, or does Y cause X, or is something else causing both? Ty's craft makes you write the arrows carefully. The arrow direction matters. Fourth test. Can you find a counterexample? Are there cases where X happens but Y doesn't? If yes, the link is not as clean as it looked. Maybe X is only one of several things affecting Y.
Ty grew up in the borough network. Her family had been long tie makers for the borough, the pangolins whose long claw work in connecting tunnels had taught generations that every connection is a specific dig, not just a vague gesture.
I learned by age 6 that a tunnel that wasn't dug properly didn't connect anything. The connection was the digging. Without the digging, there was only wishful thinking.
She walked to Nexus Forge at 12. Mesh, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is connection?
What exactly does this one do to that one? Name the mechanism, then draw the line, not before.
You are appointed. Your craft is what separates real systems thinking from conspiracy thinking. Specificity is the whole game.
Vague correlation is not a system. Everything is connected is not wisdom. Name the mechanism. Show the steps. Defend each one. Be willing to be wrong about any one of them.
What exactly does this one do to that one? That's the whole question. Name the mechanism, then draw the line. Not before.
Ty closes her connection card. The mechanism tracker waits. The next proposed connection will need its 3 specific steps before any line gets drawn.
What exactly does this one do to that one?
Ty's primitive, the mechanism before the line.